You are tuning in to our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week here on Clifton Health On Air.
This is episode 4, New Tools and Innovations.
Hope you enjoy!
Hello everyone, this is John Beagle. I am the Health Officer and the Director of Health and Human Services for the City of Clifton. I just want to wish everybody a happy National Public Health Week. I want to thank all those public health professionals that serve, whether it be the City of Clifton, State of New Jersey, or around the country, around the world. Thank you for what you do and for keeping people safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren. And today is Thursday for National Public Health Week. Today we are talking about new tools and innovations. With us is Kayam. She's assisting our social services team. Welcome, Kayam.
Hi, Lauren. Thanks for having me. Hi, Danielle.
Hello. Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. And for those who are just tuning in, because it's National Public Health Week, we are Clifton Health On Air, a local health department podcast located in Clifton, New Jersey, 12 miles west of New York City.
New tools and innovations. Public health is all about preventing disease, diagnosing health conditions, and encouraging health and well-being. However, achieving these goals wouldn't be possible without the help of new tools and innovations in public health. Kayam, how can we make a difference with new tools and innovations?
So there are a couple ways that we can make a difference using new tools and innovations. I'll start with three examples of some tools and innovative options that we have to exercise our technological advancements in healthcare. So the first one being smartwatches. A smartwatch is a wearable health device that helps track physical activity to monitor how much activity you're doing every day. Physical activity can improve your mental health, reduce and manage the risk of illnesses such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and arthritis. Another is health apps. These apps typically offer general health management tools such as medication trackers and reminders for disease-specific functions. For example, some are blood glucose tracking for diabetic individuals. A lot of major hospitals and medical centers have been utilizing technology by providing digital access to manage their visits, prescriptions, and health records. And apps are now blending with home diagnostic platforms to help their patients using blood pressure cuffs, smart thermometers, and smart scales.
Awesome. That's so cool. That's very interesting.
So apps like these can connect you directly to your doctor for a virtual appointment or help you seek out and book local healthcare providers for in-person visits. Our third example is telehealth and telemedicine appointments. So in part due to the need for more remote healthcare visits during COVID, people have become more comfortable with using things like connected blood pressure cuffs and pulse oximeters. The big value is helping you intelligently manage disease processes, especially chronic ones.
It's the new public health way.
It is. Yeah. That's great. There's so much technology out there now.
Mm-hmm. So specifically, some ways that we can prevent a lack of knowledge with these tools is to encourage the use of them in public health to prevent inconsistency in health records and inconveniences in medical treatment. The main benefit of telemedicine, of technology in public health, is convenience. And the use of these tools help bridge a gap between the patient and the physician by providing immediate digital access to healthcare and help measure and improve healthy behaviors. We can promote using these tools by encouraging individuals to utilize smartwatches and apps to measure their health and progress improving their lifestyles. Day-to-day behaviors drive most of our risk for disease, and these apps help track things like eating, exercise habits, and weight loss. We can protect ourselves and our community by advocating for healthcare using innovative technology. Healthcare technology has changed the way individuals and communities receive and respond to health information. Access to information has helped promote health measures like warning systems for natural disasters or COVID-19 testing kits, which have helped us stay connected and protected during emergencies.
Absolutely. And so if those, if anyone is interested, the city of Clifton has its own natural disaster platform or software that you can be alerted.
Yes, it's called Rave.
It's called Rave Now.
Yes.
Or where you can, or Smart 911, where you can find that on the CliftonNJ.org website if you would like to sign up and get connected. Here at the health department, we do have some really cool new tools, such as COVID-19 test kits. We have those available at our health department if you would like some. You can call 973-470-5760. And we have a new tool and innovation, which would be this podcast, where we can promote and educate the public about public health and all the new tools and innovations that is out there. Any last remarks, Kayim?
I'll say lastly that advancements in public health can help us fight towards equity so all people and populations can thrive. And just like you said, examples like this podcast are ways that people can continue to educate themselves in public health and continue to stay informed in their community so we can all stay protected and connected. So, yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And happy National Public Health
Week. Happy National Public Health Week, everyone.
Thank you.
Tune into our podcast every day this week for a new episode of our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website, www.cliftonnj.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And as we do before we leave every day, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?